Roll call, Mr. Claypool? Thaddeus? Recommendation is that John Matthews is appointed as a designated independent person for a period of 4 years. And I will look for a seconder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am more than delighted to second John Matthews. John is one of the most loyal members of the Isle of Wight community, and I think we could not look for anyone better. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Barrett.
Just a question, please. How do you get to the figure of £301?
That would be a good figure. We don't know. It's not how it's worked out.
Members of that, since you're working on work there, what's the formula that works out is allowance? And then how does it come to £301? I think that's a fair question. And also, while we're at it, you're talking about options here. One option two to appoint a different designated independent person. How do we appoint the first one in the first place? How do we arrive at Mr. John Matthews?
Yes. The first person is appointed by this same procedure, and the funding is decided by the independent remuneration panel. We decide all remunerations.
The remuneration panel pick Mr. John Matthews.
They decide the figure.
Or the monitoring officer. He couldn't have done it, no, he didn't.
Anyway, Councillor Brody, you're next.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm a little puzzled by the report, to be frank, because although I'm Bob the Pile on this council, the new monitoring officer did consult me on the appointment of Mr. Matthews, but at no point do I recall being advised there was a second applicant who was considered suitable for appointment. But of the two, only one was going to be recommended tonight. Particularly since the second person in paragraph two, which is a chap called Alistair Drain, has also indicated a wish to step down soon. And it seems to me a little daft to only be putting one out of two suitable people when the other one Mr. Hicks has stood down. Mr. Drain wants to stand out, we're only going to appoint one. So it just seems a bit daft to me, in my fairly logical brain, which doesn't know as much council officers, I have to say, that we don't actually appoint both of them tonight. I mean by that senior council officers, of course, or members of the corporate management team, I generally criticise. So can I have an explanation to that? And secondly, with regard to Mr. Matthews, I have no idea who he is. I've never voted for any of these DIPs in my life. I think our complaint system is a joke, and I will be abstaining. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Brody. Councillor Stewart.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I don't know the answer to Councillor Brody's question, which I did, but I do know, and there's a lot of huge comments. I do know John Matthews. I met probably I'm looking around with quite a few council members here because he holds the current post as Deputy Lieutenant. Strangely enough, I met Mr. Matthews when he was a coroner on the Isle of Wight. I think I would describe my first interview with him as being called before him as probably a more apt thing. But certainly a man who's known by the island residents. He has sound integrity in arranging the ways, and whilst I may not agree with all the things that he says, I respect the man, so on that appointment, declare my interest insofar as I do know him. I'm very comfortable supporting that. I think that's a very, very interesting question, and I don't know whether we're in a position to resolve that tonight as well, because we know we've got a second vacancy coming. It's more efficient if we say we'll take two. If Mr. Matthews is first, that's fine. And then the other gentleman can be second if that's who's
there,
Jude.
Thank you. Councillor Aker.
Yes, Chair, I think the point that the leader has actually said, is it possible that if Mr. Drain has indicated is intending to decide or stand down, can we actually appoint two tonight if they are both been accepted? Is that actually what's in the chief executive shaking his head when or not in is that possible? It would certainly short circuit the process if we could do that tonight rather than having to go through all this again. And like the deputy chairman said, I know John Matthews, I've known him for a long time, and he's a solicitor of the Borough Council, and I think he would be really a good man to have in the position.
Thank you, Councillor. Chair, merely a quiet explanation because Councillor Abrahams mentioned my name. I would not be in agreement with the suggestions by Councillor Brogan and Councillor Stewart, but I don't know the process where that's possible. Certain persons are not named in the report, and people might have interest or may have some comment they want to make. So I think in that particular sense, I'd look to the Monitoring Office for review, but I think it would be sensible to have done that, but I think it's more sensible to bring the report back later on, which is about on the paper now.
If the protocol allows, I'll just propose as Councillor Brodie has that we nominate Mr. Matthews and we also agree second person, but they not a part of the monitoring officer who's was all their minds on this issue.
Chair, the only nominated person for the council this evening is Matthews, and that's the decision that the council can make today. We do have Mr. Drain as our existing designated independent person, although he has mentioned his future wish to step down from his role, that there is no indication that he will do that anytime soon. In the event that he does, we still have then one independent person, and that is the number of DIPs that most local authorities in fact have. If Mr. Drake gives us notice that he wishes to stand down, then we can of course at that point bring the matter back before the council for further decision. But at the present time, if the council approves the mapping point this evening, we will then have two designated independent persons, and that is considered to be sufficient and appropriate for this authority.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. Councillor
Brodie. Chair, I'm even more mystified as to why we were, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Andre, all the minor groupings, leaderships, were consulted about this. No other person was mentioned. And I've been asked to make a choice, but I don't know who the other person was. And I may think that person was far sooner again than another member of the Isle Great and Good Ex establishment. It's funny how many working class people apply to these situations, isn't it, really? But in fact, you've actually persuaded me. I'll vote against Mr. Matthews because I think this is a skin job. And I'm extremely disappointed about the way it's being done. And everybody is here, everybody knows John Matthews. I bet you if I went and asked people in my ward, 99.9% wouldn't know him. And I bet that would be the case in many of your wards as well, even though you may occupy pals with John Matthews. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. I'm sure that when the person becomes available, we will consider somebody else. But tonight, we're looking at a recommendation in front of us. Maybe this council can appoint a person for this position, and we're doing that now. The recommendation is that John Matthews is appointed as a designated independent person for a period of 4 years. And those for the recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yes.
One.
And any abstentions?
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Brings the system in more and more disrepute.
Yes. That is 25 for, 1 against, and 4 abstentions. That's carried. Thank you very much. We go to item 9. This is members' questions of the leader. None questions on